Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to catch another edition of My Drift. And joining me in studio today, Ypsilanti Ed. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You know, if you haven't listened or heard Ed on this show or the old Bill Bennett show or any of the other shows, you must not be listening enough, because Ed is a longtime caller to hundreds of shows, it seems like. All over the place, and you've been a long-time listener with us, so I was glad to have you come on into the studio and talk with us a little bit today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, great having
you.
Try
not to embarrass myself.
No, never. But let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour, Claves Marina, 734-426-4532, or you can go to their website, www.claves.com, and that's located at 8789 McGregor Road out there in Pinckney. If you're looking to buy a new boat or used boat or do rentals or get service on your boat, fall is coming, so you need to do fall layups. Make sure you call Claves Marina, 734-426-4532. Or go to clavesmarina.com. Easy enough to see everything they got out there. They'll treat you right. Okay, so my big thing this week, Ed, and we talked earlier in the week. Let's first say why we talked this week. I lost a bet to you.
Oops.
On Tuesday, Paul Ryan overwhelmingly won his seat back, which I did not think. I thought it would at least be close. It wasn't even close. I think he had 65% of the vote, right, out in Wisconsin. So we're stuck with Paul Ryan. He's still not it's not like he's the devil incarnate, so I'm not going to say that. But, you know, the one thing that did come out, and I hope this is true, I've seen a couple articles on this, that it shook Paul Ryan up enough to have Nalen campaigning against him that allegedly TPP will not be on the table.
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
I hope that happens, because for me, that's a big one of the reasons I like Trump. I'm done with seeing – I've been in the manufacturing now for quite some time, and I'm done seeing jobs leave the United States of America. I'll pay more for a car. I'll pay more for a TV. Build them here instead of sending our jobs away, you know?
Without local wages, without decent wages, I mean, who's going to be able to buy what's imported? No, we have to build it here, and it's part of our – like you said before, part of our national defense. I mean, the arsenal of democracy.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have trades. You have to have people who know. I mean, I'm a skilled tradesman by history.
Yeah.
And you have to have people who know how to work with their hands and build stuff.
Yeah.
And actually, as a maintenance manager right now, I'm finding that it's hard to find maintenance guys right now, guys who know what the heck they're doing. And that's because the base has gone away so much.
Yeah. Yeah, skilled trades, I've always said this. You know, they push too many people into college. We need vocational trades. We need skilled trades. You know, not everyone needs to go to college. I mean, if you can come out of high school, go into a trade, get your training, and become a journeyman with this, that, or something else, you're going to be making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, you know, depending on whether there's overtime involved or whatnot.
You'll make more than that.
Yeah.
I know my brother, I hope the IRS isn't listening, but my brother makes more than I do as a manager. And I got guys that work for me make more than I do because of the overtime and the wages they make.
Yeah.
So if you're a good skilled tradesman, there's money to be made.
Right. Well, I'm glad to see that at least TPP suffers out of that election in Wisconsin. So be that as it may, we'll get to that to another day. I really wanted to talk today about media bias, right? And I wanted you to come in because I'm a pro-Trump guy. I make no apologies for it. You are a supporting Trump reluctantly, right? For you, it's the lesser of two evils, correct?
Yes.
Which is the way everybody should look at it. If nothing else, look, I'm not a stupid man. I understand Trump is rude, bold, misspeaks, whatever, flip-flops, whatever. But he's nowhere near as bad as Hillary Clinton.
Nowhere.
You know?
Nowhere.
And any of these never Trump people, all I can say is 8 years of Hillary Clinton, you will lose your Second Amendment rights. And once they do that, they're going to be so emboldened, because she's going to fill the Supreme Court with whatever. She's going to take that step with the FCC and fill it with, you know, it's supposed to be half Democrats and half Republicans. There's nothing that says it has to be. If she puts a Republican, it'll be a rhino. She's going to go with the FCC, reinstate the fairness doctrine, which means shows like this will probably go away, because half the shows on any radio station will now have to be liberal.
Yeah.
You know
or
what
you'll
I mean?
Have the FCC in your studio like they were doing a few years ago
yes.
when Obama first came in, right?
Yes. If you think Hillary Clinton is not going to fundamentally finish what Barack Obama started, you are out of your mind. And so you have no choice. You can take this Gary Johnson, who happens to be open borders. People always want, Gary Johnson, you need libertarian. I heard him in two different interviews say, yeah, we got to have open borders. I'm like, what are you, still high? Did you smoke something from the clinic? What's going on? Open borders is not what we need right now.
Well, Gary Johnson has no problems being high. he posted, oh, I just had two doobies this morning. That's what I want. Two doobies and the football. Yes, sir.
Yep, and Jill Stein for Green Weenies, whatever. It's fine. She's probably a nice lady, but it's
and what happens is, you know, everybody has been saying anybody but Hillary. And it's not anybody but Hillary. There's only one person but
yes.
Hillary.
Yes.
It's the anybody but Hillary is a falsehood. It's got to be Trump.
Yeah, it's binary. It just spreads it out. So anyone that votes for anyone else or sits at home, you are helping Hillary Clinton get elected, and you will be responsible. I mean, those people that stayed home and didn't vote for Romney, you are responsible for four more years of Barack Obama that we're finishing up right now. There's no other way to look about it. People say, no, I'm just not going to vote. Actions or inactions all have consequences. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you want to sit home and think you're not going to be part of this, you are part of it by default.
Yep.
You know, that's crazy. Well, we wanted to fact check a little bit about Donald Trump, and the media is just hammering him on every little word he says. And part of this is, you know, people understand the media is worried as all get out about Donald Trump because they are part of that establishment. They are part of the GOPE. They are part of the Democrats. And I think they know that when Donald Trump is in office, he might just bypass the media, just go right to social media or come up with something different and just go right to us, which will take the power and the money away from the media too, right? So they're scared. And I think that's part of it. So let's start with the founding of ISIS, right? That Donald Trump made that statement. And I think he said it earlier in the last year as well that Barack Obama is to blame for ISIS. Well, he is. But let's listen to this, Derek. This track, the first track there, Obama talking about Hillary and Obama founding ISIS, just so we can refresh ourselves.
We unleashed fury all over the Middle East. And it was a terrible mistake. And then Obama came in, and normally you want to clean up. He made a bigger mess out of it. He made such a mess. And then you had Hillary with Libya. So sad. In fact, in many respects, you know, they honor President Obama. ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be Crooked Hillary Clinton. Co-founder, Crooked Hillary Clinton.
Okay, so your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting. I heard him interviewed on Hewitt the other morning, and Hewitt was quite down on him about the founder comment, just pleading with him to walk back from it, giving him every way he could possibly back away over and over. And Trump refused to back away from it. And then later, I guess he tweeted the next day, oh, I was being sarcastic. These people don't understand sarcasm. Well, I got to say, to me, sarcasm is when you say one thing and you really don't mean it. So I think Donald needs to understand what the word sarcasm means. But at the same time, he's got a valid point. I've heard people, I know an intelligence guy, he's in the Middle East right now serving, and he's privy to information he can't really share, but he hints at stuff. But one thing he does, he goes back to the roots of who did found ISIS, and he does not want to vote for Trump whatsoever.
Okay.
And he points out, you know, so-and-so founded ISIS, he gives the whole history, and I said, yeah, but really, when did it blossom? When did the rest of us first hear of ISIS? And it was basically under Obama. So, and under Hillary Clinton and their policies. Before that, there may have been technically an ISIS.
Right.
But really, the enabler, the startup of ISIS, that was Did Obama, you know, was he a founding member? Did he sign the charter? Right. I don't think so.
Yeah, what this comes down to, it's not sarcasm. For me, it's a Trumpism. This is a Trumpism is somebody saying something that is awkward, uncomfortable, and maybe not quite accurate, but it's the gist, right, is what he's getting. So what we do on the Daily Drift, you know, on this show, we talk about the stuff we put on the Daily Drift. One of the articles I put on the Daily Drift this week comes out of Breitbart, right? And thanks to Judicial Watch, they're saying Trump is correct, and quite literally so. First a document, then some history here. Thanks to Judicial Watch, we now have an August 2012 Defense Intelligence Report on the civil war in Syria and the situation in Iraq that openly states that the policy of the United States and its allies to support the Salafist opposition to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is the reason where ISIS came from, right?
Mm-hmm.
The opposition at the time, spearheaded by al-Qaeda in Iraq and the Islamic State of Iraq, ISI and AQI, soon morphed into the Islamic State of Iraq. And we were supplying weapons to them. Okay? So when you say found, well, they blossomed under him. They were founded underneath them. They drove from being the JV team to being the varsity squad, and quite quickly. So I don't think founded is an unfounded word to use.
Nobody knew who ISIS was until the Obama and Clinton administration, right? Nobody.
Yep.
So that's when they were found.
Yeah.
So they were founded under the...
Founded, started.
Found, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably odd for him to say they honor him. I don't know that any al-Qaeda or ISIS people honor Barack Obama, but I bet you they're kind of happy with his policies because they're not really, you know, other than the occasional bombs we're dropping... We're not doing anything to stop them.
Well, they really like all the weapons we left behind for them in a neat little package. Well, you know, were thrilled by thank you.
And that drives me insane because, you know what? I've always wanted a Hummer. You know, I want the Hummer that the military. I don't want that H2, H1, whatever. I want a Hummer. Bring those home. I'll buy one.
With the Modus on top. I mean, that's the option you and I can't buy is the Modus on top and the armor plating, you know? I want
the armor plating. Yeah. With the roads we have in Michigan, I need that.
Oh, man.
Right?
Clear traffic.
But, you know, bring them home. People will buy them. You know, take the gun turret off or whatever.
No. I want the gun turret.
I want the gun turret, too. But, I've always wanted one. People will pay for that here. Don't leave them there. We can sell them to somebody here in the States and sell them to the police department.
The National Guard. Their equipment's all worn out.
Yeah, even if it sits at a National Guard base for 20 years and never gets used, at least bring it home.
Hopefully.
I wouldn't mind spending my money to bring home military equipment.
Yeah.
And leave it here for our National Guards to have. I want to have the most – I want people to be so scared of ever invading our country that it never even broaches a thought, like Yamamoto. Not attacking the United States in World War II.
Rifleman behind every blade of grass.
Yes, that's the way it should be. So I don't think he's wrong in that, you know. And what bothers me the most is the way the media just plays on every little word of his, you know. They're trying to silence him by demonizing. This is all Alinsky tactics, right? Let me take a quick call here from Will in Ypsilanti. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary, thank you so much. I love listening to you guys. You guys are just so much fun. I live that on Saturday as well.
Oh, great.
If you don't mind, I'm going to go back just for a second when you guys were talking about
skill trades.
Education.
Yep.
So one of the things that a friend of mine was stationed actually over in Germany, and one of the things that they do in Germany is they actually have a point to where they get the students and they figure out where they really should be and what area of occupation they should be in, whether they go to university.
Yep.
Something else. You know, here we tend to pull everybody, you got to go to university for a job. But there they say, okay, you're very good as a mechanic.
Yep.
So we're going to send you to these trade schools here, and the people that need to do, want to be doctors and so forth, you're going to go to university. And I think that is one of the most wonderful systems because everybody is where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because you know what? I think we used to do a better job of that in the United States. Listen, I took voc ed classes in school, right?
Yep.
In junior high.
I did too.
And then one of the jobs, me and a buddy, Tony, one of our jobs was to rebuild a mower, right? Everyone had to find a used mower and bring it in and rebuild it, you know? So Tony and I took this thing completely apart. We cleaned it all up and put it back together. It looked great, and it didn't run, you know?
Oops.
And the teacher looked at us and goes, yeah, you guys suck.
That's what we call that. Learning experience.
Yeah, and we both laughed, and we said, like, yeah, we're not mechanically inclined. It looks clean, though, you know? So it's we used to do that, and I don't think we do that anymore. We've gotten away from it, you know?
You know,
We put such an emphasis on having that degree rather than, I mean, I tell you what, I bet you the guy working down at Firestone makes almost as much as, you know, some nurses do. And he's happy doing that, you know.
Yeah.
No, he wishes he was a nurse.
Exactly. I have another comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, prior to all of this happening, I was in for Ted Cruz. Now I'm all in for Donald Trump. We can still afford to have, I call her Hitlery, because that's exactly what she is. And, you know, the I call her the screeching witch, too.
Yeah.
But the man is right about, you know, A, doing what we, you know, trying to bring these jobs back to this country. And it's, you know, it's not really the fault of the manufacturers or so forth. It's the fault of the policies that we put into place where they say we have to go overseas because they're killing us over here.
Yeah.
You know, with regulation. I mean, regulations really kill so many business in this industry, in this country. And he's going to be the only one that understands business. So a lot of people say you can't put a businessman as a president. I sort of agree with that because you don't run a business. The country isn't a business. It doesn't produce anything, you know. But we need somebody that has foresight to say, we're doomed. So.
Yeah.
So, Gary, thank you for taking my phone call. You guys are awesome. Take care.
Will, thanks. Take care. And look us up on Twitter and Facebook, too, man.
Will do. Do you have a website, too?
Yes. Go to thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. You'll see the news you need to know.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Gary.
Take care, Will. Okay. Let's take a quick call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment, referring to those who did not vote for Mitt Romney. Now, look, if the Republican Party wants the vote of people like myself, they've got to get it through their thick skulls that we cannot, regardless of what they want us to do, leave our religious beliefs at the door. And my religious beliefs in the case of Mitt Romney would not allow me to vote for a Mormon. And if the Republican Party continues to ignore the religious beliefs of people like myself, they're never going to get us back. And they're doing it again with Donald Trump.
Well, let me ask you. So, Ken, you were on the Trump train for a while. Are you on again or off again?
Unfortunately, and I blame this again on the Republican Party, there is no way, and I don't want Hillary to be president. But there again, I cannot throw my religious beliefs out the window. I can't separate my beliefs from...
Okay, so you're not voting Trump?
No. And the reason why, just so you understand, there's a couple reasons. He's embraced the Pentecostals, the Charismatics, a group of people I despise. He has allowed at the convention... In fact, I was reading an article written by a Lutheran pastor... And I happen to be an Orthodox Lutheran who described the Republican Party as the party of Satan. And what did the Republican Party do? They embraced the homosexual people by having an individual who's openly gay speak at the convention.
Yeah, Peter Thiel. Yeah.
They had a Muslim come to the convention, Muslims for Trump, and offer a prayer, which is blasphemy for us. People like myself, they've embraced the idea of supporting the, what do they call it, the LGBTQ,
yeah. I get it, Ken. Here's my concern, though, right? So we say, no, we're not going to vote for Trump because of your religious belief, which I fully, that's fine. You know, you are who you are, and I'm not going to say that you shouldn't do that. But what happens if under 8 years of Hillary, at which point there's no way the Republicans will ever get another presidency because she's going to wholesale open immigration to illegals from Mexico and from China and from the Middle East, and at which point you will end up with a Muslim population who are going to probably outlaw your religion, Ken. You may end up in a camp, and yet you will not vote for Trump to stop them from putting you and ruining your religion in a camp, because that's what will happen. 8, 10, 12 years down the road, if Hillary Clinton is elected, you and I and Ed in this room and everyone at this radio station may well be in a re-education center. We will not have that chance. You will not have a voice to practice your religion.
Hey, Ken, this is Ed. As one of those people you despise, and I'm sorry for that, I don't know if you remember back on the Bennett show when you used to call in regularly and I used to call in regularly. I was the guy that was leading the Let's Get Ken to Support Romney campaign. You remember that?
I can't remember. I don't remember you specifically, but I do remember callers that supported that.
Yeah, I used to tell Bill all the time, we've got to, you know, it was
got to get Ken on board.
Got to get Ken on board. What can we do to get Ken on board? And then when you started going for Trump at first, I thought, well, this is interesting. And now it looks like we need a campaign to get Ken on board for Trump.
Yeah, and the reason is, Ken...
I do not require people to believe what I believe in. But as someone that has embraced the teachings of Orthodox Lutheranism, I cannot compromise. And the one thing Republicans have to know, and it's not just us, because I know a lot of Protestants, Baptists, Presbyterians that share the same viewpoint. You have to understand us. We believe it's unavoidable for the world to die based on what the Bible teaches us. The Bible says that the time will come when man will no longer tolerate the truth, that they will turn to fables. The Bible teaches that the world... what was once good will become evil.
And that's happening, but that's happening now, Ken. That's happening now. And you know what? That's great. If that's what you, if you want to be a fatalist and allow yourself to be killed or let the world come to an end or whatever, that's great. That's cool. That's you. And I'm going to say, you know what? It's a free country and I support your reason to believe that. For me, I don't want that. I want my kids to have the same life that I've had. I want my grandchildren to have that. I want my great grandchildren to have that. So I'm not going to take that fatalist and I'm going to go, I will not die on my knees. I will not die on my knees due to Hillary Clinton. I won't. And I'm going to fight it. Listen to me, Ken. Hold on.
To the Republicans out there that are listening, and there again, there's a lot of us that think like me. That's why Romney laughed.
And your vote is crucial, Ken. Your vote is crucial, and I want you to live.
Give me a party that I can vote for.
I know, but you're not going to get it this time. Maybe next time, or maybe the time after. You have to keep fighting for what you've got. Take what little bit you got right now.
I can hardly imagine the American Revolutionary War when factions would bow out because I just can't get behind that Adams guy, you know? I just can't.
You got to remember something. You bring up the Revolutionary War, and it's a historical fact that people who practice my faith, Orthodox Lutherans, now there were liberal Lutherans that did stand by and participate in the Revolutionary War. But Orthodox Lutherans went to Canada because we did not support the revolution, because the Bible teaches us, thou shalt not murder.
Is it murder when you're defending yourself? That's what I'm looking at.
The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Okay.
So we Christians do not have the right except for personal self-defense.
Okay. Well, thanks, Ken. I appreciate the call, as always. We'll just agree to disagree. Thank you very much for your call. You know we love you. All right. Take care. All right. Well, now, I just can't. I am not going to lie down and allow the Muslims and Hillary Clinton and the fascists and the Islamic fascists to change my life. If you're going to kill me, you're going to kill me fighting, brother.
Excuse me. You bring up a good point here, and it's relevant to something else Trump said and got in trouble for, don't you think? NRA supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Hillary gets elected, there's nothing you can do except you NRA members or something similar.
Yeah.
And it was reckoned that he was threatening Hillary with an assassination.
I'm going to stop you because we're going to hit the hard break here. How much time we got, Derek? 1 minute. Let's take a Walter, hang tight. We're going to get you after the break as well. We're going to cover that because you're reading my mind. We've got the Second Amendment quote here next, and then we're going to talk about it and go from there. So great calls today. Ken, love you, man. Don't think because I'm raising my voice that I don't like you. I love having you on the show. But
I love personal messages.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, Sherry, I love you.
Well, that's what the show is about. It's all about love, man. Yeah, I get fired up and passionate. For me, I've been off for a couple of weeks, so this has been boiling up inside me, you know?
Boy, if you were on video cast, people would see the red, the stress, man. I envision you whenever I hear it.
Don't say that. My wife says I'm going to have a heart attack, and I always tell her my heart never raises a beat when I'm talking like this on the radio. All right, we will see you on the other side of the break here.
Wham! Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham! Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham! Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Officials call it unprecedented, the rain and floods on much of the Gulf Coast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says it's not known just how bad the flooding will get, but damage is extensive.
While this flooding event is a smaller geographic area than what we had in March, it is a considerable part of the state.
Flood warnings also in effect for parts of Mississippi. A cyber attack on the campaign division of House Democrats.
The hacker or group of hackers known as Guccifer 2.0 posted documents purportedly stolen from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. This document does not appear to include many email conversations. It does include personal contact information for 193 current and former House Democrats.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. In Switzerland, a man set a fire and stabbed several people on a train. He was also wounded. Police say they don't believe it was an act of terrorism. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The semi-annual Mom-to-Mom Sale hosted by the Huron Valley Parents of Multiples Group will take place Saturday, October 8th from 9 a.m. to noon at Woodland Meadows Elementary School, 350 Woodland Drive in Saline. Entry is $2 per person, children are free, and strollers welcome. It'll be a department store-style sale. For more information on the sale, the club, and membership details, visit hvpom.org. The Ann Arbor Annual Arts and Crafts Show, Crafting with Grace, is holding its 8th annual event on Saturday, October 8th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is an indoor juried show featuring 60 talented artists and crafters from around the state and across the country. There's something for everyone. You'll enjoy a wide selection of handcrafted arts and crafts, including jewelry, pottery, quilts, and much, much more. No resale items allowed. Along with a minimal admission fee of $2, 12 years and up, you'll receive entry into the frequent door prize drawings, which consist of handcrafted items by the artisans themselves. You don't need to be present to win. This is a kid-friendly event, so bring your children to enjoy the complimentary Kids Craft Corner and face painting. Take a break from shopping and enjoy delicious concessions with homemade baked goods. This event is held at New Grace Apostolic Temple, 2898 Packard Road in Ann Arbor, between Platte Road and Stone School Road. There will be free on and off-site parking with a free shuttle service available for the off-site parking. A portion of all proceeds fund various community programs. For more information, visit craftingwithgrace.com.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600.
Experience and quality. These are two important words when it comes to auto body repairs. The last thing you need is more stress. That's why City Body on East Cross Street in Ypsilanti's historic depot town offers the finest quality collision repair service available. And they guarantee their work in writing. City Body can accommodate any collision or glass replacement need. As Ypsilanti's oldest and most recognized repair shop, City Body wants each customer's visit to be a positive experience, and they work diligently towards that goal. Customer services include free loaner cars for qualifying customers, rental cars, hassle-free insurance claims, drive-in estimating with estimates given in 30 minutes, and even towing if your car is undrivable. City Body, 20 East Cross Street in Ypsilanti's Depot Town, and open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 734-482-4737 or visit citybody.com.
We'll be together.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift here. That love. See, we're all about love, even though I'm screaming my head off in here today. Let me take care of a little business before we get going here. Washtenaw County Veterans Chapter 310 is having their 14th annual pig roast on Sunday, September 11th, noon to 4. I'm going to try and get there this year. They're located at the VFW Post 423. It's 3230 South Wagner Road in Ann Arbor. Live entertainment, shelter dogs and nucleus bands, bucket drums, military merchandise sales. It's all to help raise money for veterans and stuff. So try and get out there. You can call Don Miller, 734-864-2819, or Al Dyer at 734-475-8753. Let's support our veterans, folks. That's really important for us to do. All right, so you brought up the Second Amendment thing, and I want to play these two. We got a bunch of tracks we've got to get to, so our callers, I'm going to get you in a minute, but we're going to have to keep it short. But let's go with Trump's Second Amendment people, and let's get Ed's take and my take on it.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day.
Okay. So I didn't take it that way. My thought, first off, was he's talking about the Second Amendment people getting out voting, about the NRA using legal recourse, whatever. What was your take? You had an interesting take on it.
Well, my take immediately was that he was talking about, and perhaps in a joking way, and I think he was in a joking way, but there are a number of people who figure, I read this on a number of blogs, number of venues, they're ready for armed revolution. I'm a patriot. Just like we were talking about Ken earlier about the Revolutionary War, yeah, I will pick up my arms. I will probably die doing it because I'm not as young as I used to be. But I think that's one of the reasons we have the Second – it is the reason we have the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
When you look at the British confiscating the guns in Boston, that brought on the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights. There's no two ways about it. And why did they confiscate the guns? To preclude any armed conflict.
Right.
With their totalitarian rule.
Yeah. Well, that's positive. So I didn't think of it that way, but that's still kind of positive, as you're saying.
Oh, I think so. I think he meant it a positive way. I don't think he was fomenting. I think he's saying it's just something that could happen to prevent a dictatorship.
Right. Well, here's, again, we're talking media bias. So let's play track three, Derek. And this is what CNN did, which turned out to be a complete fabrication and lie. You got track three ready? Let's hear it.
Just in, an official with the U.S. Secret Service tells me that the Secret Service has spoken to the Trump campaign regarding his Second Amendment comments. In fact, I'm told there has been more than one conversation regarding those comments with the Trump campaign. I'm told by the Secret Service that the campaign's response was that he did not intend to incite violence. But I'll tell you, Brooke, I've been speaking to a number of former Secret Service agents as well. They have said that these comments are the kinds that are taken very seriously, and that if, for instance, a private citizen were to say them, that private citizen, you or me, would certainly be interviewed by the Secret Service, but with this added detail that because Donald Trump has such a large following, that in fact the potential danger of comments like that could have greater impact because people listen to them. And that could be a deranged person, perhaps, but
right.
That those comments have an effect. But the news here is that the U.S. Secret Service, as a reflection of their concern about those comments, has had multiple conversations with the Trump campaign since he made those comments yesterday on the Second Amendment.
Okay, so that's what Jim Sciutto said on CNN, right, live, while they were doing the news. That is a complete lie and a complete fabrication. A federal official on Wednesday said the U.S. Secret Service had not formally spoken with Republican Donald Trump's presidential campaign regarding his suggestion a day earlier that gun rights activists could stop Democratic rival Hillary Clinton from curtailing their access to firearms. So at what point, America, do you allow the Clinton News Network to just blatantly lie? I mean, outright lie. This man should be fired. People should be boycotting CNN. They have lost every credibility of being a news organization. They are garbage. And nobody came out and said, yeah, we were wrong, we lied. That man should be fired. He should be fired.
You have a heavy news background, newspaper background, right? Besides paper you own.
I
worked for a number of papers, right?
No. I fell into the newspaper and took it over and grew it.
Well, I'm just thinking of how you were talking earlier about the media and how they may very well suffer. I mean, we've already seen newsprint go under. I mean, I used to be a newspaper reader. I don't read newspapers anymore.
I'm one of the few papers that are growing, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think we're going to come to the point where you're going to see the CNNs of the world, the quote-unquote media, as they lose credibility, they're going to go down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Let's take a call from Walter. Walter from Belleville, welcome to the show. Let's keep it short. Walter, I've got a million things to get to today.
Hey, let me ask you a question. CNN, is it? I don't know much about it. Is it owned by mostly blacks or what?
Walter. Ed was saying at the break, we got to get Walter in here one of these days. So you're next on the list, man. We're going to get you and Mike back in here again, too.
That's a serious question. I don't know. Are they?
Yeah, we'll get you in here, dude. No, it's not. I don't know who owns CNN. Is that a... It's not.
Oh,
I don't know.
Ted,
I had no idea.
Ted, what's his face? Jane Fonda's husband owned it.
I can't remember his name. He's been gone so long. I don't know. But anyways, what else you got, Walter?
I was just assuming I was granted initially a Chrysler Negro Network. I like what you said about Clinton Network or something like that.
The Clinton News Network, yes. Mm-hmm. All they're doing. And they're just, it's an outrage. It is just, there's no news there. It's all about Hillary, and that's all there is to it.
My friend Walter has quite the turn of phrases available to him. He has quite the patois.
We love having Walter calling. What else you got, Walter?
Let me get to it real quick. If Ken was in, Ken is revealing his true colors now because he included me in that group of his haters. A Pentecostal, and I'll give you I'm a tongue talker. Quote a Hyundai, untie my bow tie. Who stole my Honda? So that's, I just spoke in tongues, Ken. So, anyway.
Walter, we don't want to attack. We don't want to attack callers.
I can't believe that Ken is indicting us as heretics, but he's not quoting from the King James Version. He's quoting from the Rick James Version.
All right, let's not beat up on Ken too much. Hey,
Walter,
I love having Ken.
Walter, we got to get the band back together someday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, check this out. I'm going to tell you who stole my view on who started ISIS. Hope you guys can stomach it, okay?
Go ahead.
Abraham in the Bible started ISIS.
I think I know where you're going with this. Go ahead.
And who continued it in this century, in these days? George W. Bush. Now, don't shout me down, audience. George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. We should never have been in Iraq.
Okay, well, there you go.
Hindsight is golden, Walter. Hindsight is golden. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
George W. Bush continued ISIS. Hillary and Barack Hussein Osama are continuing it also. But it started with Abraham, George W. Bush, because who blew us up 9/11? Was it Saddam Hussein in Iraq, or was it Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, well, good point, Walter. Great points, man. I know where you're going with that, too. So, all right, well, Walt, let me let you go. Call in next week and send me an email, would you? I want to talk more about that subject. That's a good one. I'm not going to open that can of worms right now, but it's a good one. Thanks, Walter. Appreciate the call.
See you, Walter.
I'll explain in detail.
Yes, sir. Love to have it. Okay, take care. All right, let's take a call from Jenny in Brownstown. Jenny, welcome to the show. It's been a while.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, Gary, it's nice to have you back. And, Ed, it's nice to talk with you, too.
It's always good to hear from you, Jenny, whether I'm on the speaker end or the mic end.
Anyway, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say something, and then I'm going to say two things quick.
Everybody's sorry. Everybody's calling in sorry.
Somebody on here that you had on here today is not. And that's all I'm going to say about him.
Okay. Yeah, I know where you're going, yeah.
I'm done with it. Don't even bother. He doesn't care. Also, I agree with you guys. Doggone it. I may be blind. I may not be able to see. But dang it, I'm not dying on my knees. You better believe it.
You got it, Jenny. And that's exactly right. I've said it months ago. I said it last year. This is an election about survival. The very survival of our country and our way of life will change and end under Hillary Clinton. And if anyone doesn't see that, you're putting your head in the sand. This is not the time to stand on your principles and your values and your pride. This is a time to stand up and do what it takes to survive. You know what I mean? If I were on a mountaintop and I had to eat those people down in the Andes, doggone it, I would have eaten the people down in the Andes. You know what I mean? I'm a survivor. I'm going to live so I can fight another day, right?
I like Andes mints.
I'm just going to say this. Excuse me, guys, but if Hillary gets in, those Christian branches of the Christianity that he hates so much. They do have a right to exist. Duh, hello. And you know what? They may not exist anymore if Hillary gets in.
Yeah,
he'll face the same.
You Christians have to change your beliefs.
Yeah, this is a war on Christianity. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, this soft jihad, this is about ending Christianity in all its forms, whether you're a Lutheran, whether you're a Pentecostal, whether you're a Catholic, whatever. This war on Christianity is coming.
It is a war.
Yes.
Good point, Jenny.
Yep. Excellent. Okay. Excellent points, Jenny. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Okay. Love getting calls from Jenny. All right. So let's move on because you've seen what the media has done to Trump, right? Here's what, and you know what? I was telling you during the break. Years ago, I've been doing this almost 5 years now, Keith Olbermann was my nemesis. Hate Keith Olbermann, right? But in doing my research for this show, I ran across a video of Keith Olbermann interviewing Hillary Clinton. And this is back 2008-ish, right? And this is a great video. You can see it at the Daily Drift. I put it up there. And I am actually proud of what Keith Olbermann says. So he's going to – this is Hillary Clinton and Keith Olbermann. You've got track four ready there, Derek. It's a little long, but I want you to bear with it and listen very closely to what Hillary Clinton says.
I've been around long enough. You know, my husband did not wrap up the nomination in 1992 until he won the California primary somewhere in the middle of June, right? We all remember Bobby Kennedy – was assassinated in June in California. I don't understand it. And, you know, there's lots of speculation about why it is, but...
What's your speculation?
I don't know. I find it curious, and I don't want to attribute motives or strategies to people, because I don't really know. But it is, it's a historical curiosity to me. We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California.
God knows, Senator. In this campaign, the nation has had to forgive you early and often. And despite your now traditional position of the offended victim, this nation has forgiven you. We have forgiven you your insistence that there have been widespread calls for you to end your campaign when such calls, in fact, had been few. We have forgiven you your misspeaking about Martin Luther King's relative importance to the civil rights movement. We have forgiven you your misspeaking about your under-fire landing in Bosnia. We have forgiven you insisting Michigan's vote would not count and then claiming those who would not count it were undemocratic. We have forgiven you pledging to not campaign in Florida and thus disenfranchise voters there and then claiming those who stuck to those rules were as wrong as those who defended slavery or denied women the vote. We have forgiven you the photos of Osama bin Laden in an anti-Obama ad. We have forgiven you the fawning over the fairness of Fox News while they were still calling you a murderer. We have forgiven you accepting Richard Mellon Scaife's endorsement and then laughing as you described his deathbed conversion. We have forgiven you the quoting the editorial or the electoral predictions of boss Karl Rove. We have forgiven you the 3 a.m. phone call commercial. We have forgiven you President Clinton's disparaging comparison of the Obama candidacy to Jesse Jackson's. We have forgiven you Geraldine Ferraro's national radio interview suggesting Obama would not still be in this race had he been a white man. We have forgiven you the dozen changing metrics and the endless self-contradictions of your insistence that your nomination is mathematically probable rather than a statistical impossibility. We have forgiven you your declaration that some primary states count and some really don't. We have forgiven you exploiting Jeremiah Wright in front of the editorial board of the lunatic fringe Pittsburgh Tribune Review. We have forgiven you exploiting William Ayers in front of the debate on ABC. We have forgiven you for your boasting of your support among working, hardworking Americans, white Americans. We have even forgiven you repeatedly praising Senator McCain at Senator Obama's expense and at your own expense and at the Democratic ticket's expense. But Senator, we cannot forgive you this. You know, my husband did not wrap up the nomination in 1992 until he won the California primary somewhere in the middle of June, right? We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California. We cannot forgive you this, Senator, not because it is crass and low and unfeeling and brutal. This is unforgivable because this nation's deepest shame, its most enduring horror, its most terrifying legacy is political assassination. Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy. And for the grace of the universe or the luck of the draw, Reagan, Ford, Truman, Nixon, Andrew Jackson, both Roosevelts, even George Wallace. The politics of this nation is steeped enough in blood, Senator Clinton. You cannot and must not invoke that imagery anywhere, at any time. And to not appreciate immediately, to still not appreciate tonight just what you have done today, is to reveal an incomprehension about the America you seek to lead. This, Senator, is too much, because a senator, a politician, a person who can let hang in midair the prospect that she might just be sticking around in part just in case the other guy gets shot, has no business being and no capacity to be the President of the United States.
Right. Wasn't that a great... I saw that and I said, oh my God, that's Keith Olbermann. Why did I miss that? Well, I wasn't as involved in 2008. But that is number one, I don't forgive her for any of those things. The Democrats may, I don't.
That ranks right up there with the litany of Trey Gowdy talking to Comey about all of her sins.
Yeah.
You know?
What she said pales.
Yeah.
Makes what Donald Trump said pale in comparison.
Exactly.
You know, and the media ignored it. I'm just a dolt of a guy, right? I found it. I replayed it. I felt compelled to play that today in its entirety. Because you know what? Keith Olbermann, thank you for that. And I wish these idiots we call journalists would hold her accountable for that. And we don't. We let her skate on everything.
I'll take a page from Walter. Walter, of course, is a Christian like myself. And he would say something along the lines of, you know, this world... Jesus says this world is basically driven by a demonic influence. And I think people like Clinton are protected on high. I really do. I think there's a dark demonic force that actually gives her protection.
Well, that would explain some things, Ed.
Well, yes, it would. It would. There's a system. There is a system. A system in which George Soros operates. There's a system that allows these people to do what they do.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Mike in Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to the show, and thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, can we all get on our knees and pray?
I was thinking of you, Mike, while I was saying that. I was thinking, Mike will have a problem with that.
Crying out loud. I mean, this is the religious hour. Holy mackerel.
Hi, Mike.
First of all, I'd like to ask the gentleman that was calling that he couldn't vote for Trump. You know who
his name starts
with a K.
Yes, yeah,
I don't want to mention his
name. No, don't go there.
Okay.
Well, who could he mean?
I'm a Roman Catholic, and I guess he a few weeks ago said he can't pray with Roman Catholics. Okay, I forgive you. Okay, my wife is Lutheran. You know, I happen to marry a Lutheran. Oh, God, I'm going to hell, I guess. But I asked my wife, I said, what the heck is an Orthodox Lutheran? She says, I don't know. I remember that this guy, and she's been a Lutheran all her life, this guy was a Trinitarian first. Now he's an Orthodox Lutheran. Which are you, Trinitarian or Orthodox Lutheran? Okay, I'm off of that guy. That just bugged the hell out of me.
Yeah,
I was ready to go hallelujah and everything. I don't read the Bible. I'm not a Bible thumper, okay? Catholics don't read the Bible.
Yeah, right. What else you got, Mike?
Okay, the other thing, you know, Walter was half right. And I'm going to go to the beginning of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, George Herbert Walker Bush. George Herbert Walker Bush swallowed a lie about little babies in Kuwait being tossed on the floor from their incubators, said by a young lady crying to the cameras. She happened to be the daughter of the ambassador to the UN from Kuwait. And we went to war. We lit up the entire Middle East. We lit up basically almost the whole darn world because of a lie, and George Herbert Walker Bush. Walter, you were close, but no cigar. Okay, guys, bye.
All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go with Tim from Westland. Tim wants to talk about religion and voting. Go ahead, Tim.
Thank you. I'll be as brief as I can. I'm going to sleep well tonight, thinking that God will not condemn me to an eternal hell for voting for Donald Trump. If I, in any way, shape, or form, assist Hillary Clinton, including by not voting for Trump, I know I will live in hell.
Yeah, you know what? Remember this term? This is one that sticks. There's a few terms that I always want to live my life. God helps those who help themselves. You know, God wants you to protect yourself and do what you have to do to protect your way of life and your religion and everything else. And I think you have to do that. You are remiss. You're exactly right, Tim. You're remiss if you don't do that.
It's self-defense.
Yeah.
If I can get one more word in?
Go.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Great,
hallelujah.
Tim. Thanks for hanging on so long. All right, let's take a call from Nancy in Livonia. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Hi. I was listening to your show today, and I
came in when you were talking to the gentleman who said he was the Orthodox Lutheran, which confused me as well. My husband and I have been talking about all of this for a while, and while Donald Trump has not been our first choice, we know that Hillary knowingly and willingly invites evil into her life and allows it to rule her. And if we don't vote for Trump, we are voting for evil.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter that he wasn't my first choice. He is our candidate. If we don't vote for him, we are saying, hey, devil, come on in. And I don't choose to say that. I want to say, hey, God, you know, please help us make this a better country.
Yeah. Great point, Nancy.
Good point, Nancy. You know, I'm watching this series called The Mob Chicago on AMC. It's pretty good. It's about Capone. Capone's a right-hand, or his top manager was Frank Nitti. And I remember watching The Untouchables, and Frank Nitti was just a gunman in that series. But Frank Nitti was quite a planner in the Capone mob. And Frank Nitti was a mentor to Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky was a mentor to Hillary Clinton. And I think Saul Alinsky famously had on the first his dedication to his
to
book.
Satan.
Yeah, dedicated to Satan.
Yeah,
so
great
there
point.
You go. I mean, that goes to my earlier point about the system of this world.
Yeah.
Well, and another thing, you know, when the Monica Lewinsky thing came out, and you know where Bill cheated on her, he didn't do anything after that without Hillary's permission. So it's like she'd already been president for 4 years.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Well, Nancy, I'm glad you're on board, and reluctantly or not, we do have to make a decision this fall, and it's a decision between good and evil, or survival.
That is what it comes down to: good and evil, and I cannot, I will not do something that says, come on in, evil, because I don't want it here.
Right. All right. Well, thanks, Nancy. I appreciate it. Derek, how much time we got? What, 2 minutes? I don't think we have time to get to that last track. Let's try it. There's a reason Hillary Clinton is not being indicted. And this track is Jason Chaffetz talking to the Inspector General. You got that one ready? All right. Let's play it and see what we'll get through. If we can't get through it all, we'll cut it off.
Can you provide this committee in a secure format the classified emails?
What I can to a certain extent. I cannot provide a certain segment of them because the agency that owns the information for those emails has limited the distribution on those. So they're characterizing them as ORCON.
Explain what ORCON is.
Originator control. So I can't give them to even Congress without getting the agency's permission to provide them. So they have been provided.
Which agency?
I can't say that here in an open hearing, sir.
So you can't even tell me which agency won't allow us as members of Congress to see something that Hillary Clinton allowed somebody without a security clearance.
Okay, so there you go. Hey, that's the travesty that is Hillary Clinton and an investigation into her, right? We're tying our own hands in Congress to get the truth. That's amazing. All right, folks, David, sorry we can't get you. We'll call in next week. Go to thedailydrift.com, get the news you need to know, and we'll see you next Saturday. Take care.